Hello, my name is Emma Katz. Welcome to Torah Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, we'll be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Kuf Mem Gimel, Psalm 143. This is a very somber, very dark, almost frightening mizmor that is comprised of 12 psukim and can be broken down into two basic sections. The first section is the first six psukim, one through six, or Aleph through Vav. And in these psukim, the Mishorer is describing his experience from within a torturous situation. One that is dark, one that is painful, and one that is shadowed with death. The last six psukim, Zion through Yudbet, is a prayer to be saved from that situation. Again, in 6 through 12, there is a plea to God to save us from this terrible situation, or to save the Mishorer from the frightening experience that he found himself within. So just to give an example of the frightening language used in section 1, if you look in Pasuk Gimel, which is Pasuk 3, Ki radaf oyev nafshi, di kala aret chayati hu shiveni b'machashakim kimtei olam. My foe hounded me. He crushed me to the ground. He made me dwell in darkness like those long dead. Pasuk Dalid 4, v'titatif alai ruchi b'tolchi yishtomem libi. My spirit failed within me. My mind was numbed with horror. The language used in this first section really illustrates a dark, scary, frightening experience that the Mishorer is going through. The second section, again, is a prayer to be saved from this terrible situation. These two sections are divided by a Selah pasuk, a pasuk that ends with the word Selah, and we have seen this in other places in other mizmorim. In pasuk Vav, which is our Selah pasuk in this mizmor, it says, "Peirashti yaday alecha nafshi ke'eretz ayifa lecha Selah." I stretched out my hands to you, longing for a thirsty earth, Selah. This pasuk seems to be the bridge between the first section and the second section. How so? The first section is the description of the terrifying situation that the Mishorer finds himself in. And the second section is one that describes the plea to God, davening to Hashem to save the Mishorer from this terrifying situation. But really, if you look at the mizmor closely, although I said that it can be broken down into two basic sections, it seems to be that calling out to God is woven through the entire mizmor, that the language and the psukim that describe calling out to God are not merely contained to the second half of this mizmor. They are spread throughout, and I believe this teaches us a very important lesson. That sometimes we see a difficult situation that we are going through, and cognitively we know that God is the only one who can save us, but often we do not combine the theoretical and the practical in our mind. That although we know that God is in charge of every situation, and that if bad or good comes to the world, it is because Hashem wants it to happen, we don't think about this in relation to our relationship with Hashem. We think that Hashem is staying out of it. We think that sometimes we are in a bad situation, and until we call out to God, He is not there with us. But this mizmor is reminding us that God is right there along with us in these negative situations, in these situations that we see as scary, that it is completely not because we have not yet called out to God that God has not yet helped us, that God sees the situation. He is always with us in the situation. And calling out to God is just a way of expressing to God that we need His assistance at this time. It is not that God was not there right along with us throughout the entire situation. The beginning of both sections have very similar requests. In Pasuk Aleph, it says, the first verse, it says, Mizmor le David, Hashem shma tvilati, ha'azina el tachnunai, b'emunatcha anenei b'tzidkatecha. A psalm of David, O Lord, hear my prayer. Give ear to my plea. As you are faithful, answer me, as you are beneficent. And then in the first pasuk of the second section, pasuk Zion 7, it says, Maher anini Hashem. Kal taruchi, al taser panecha mimeni, v'nim shalti im yordei bor. Answer me quickly, O Lord, my spirit can endure no more. Do not hide your face from me, or shall I become like those who descend into the pit? Both of these psukim seem to have a certain urgency to them, an immediate answer needed from God. That at first it says, hear my prayer, give ear to my plea. I need you, Hashem, I need you to listen to me. And the second pasuk says, Maher anini, Hashem, please quickly answer me. I don't know how much longer I can go on for. So what is this Mizmor talking about? What is the context? It seems so dark and so scary. In what context was this written? The Alshech, as we discussed in other Mizmorim, often will expand what we see in the Mizmor beyond the life of David HaMelech. He says that it is definitely possible that this Mizmor was written in relation to a specific event that happened in the life of David. However, it is also possible that this is an analogy for Bnei Yisrael in Galus, that it seems like we are being constantly put down by our enemies. We are unable to fight back. The Galus seems endless. The Alshech specifically states, maybe this is talking about Galus Edom, the exile that we find ourselves in right now, which is the exile of Edom, of the children of Esav. And it seems like it is going on forever because hard as we try, we cannot achieve peace. And so too the Mishorer in this Mizmor. The author is saying, I am calling out to Hashem and I keep being pushed down. And then ends with a final plea of saying, Hashem, please, I need your help. Please help me. The Dat Mikra says slightly differently. It can be a tefillah that was composed for someone who is very sick. That this is as if the language of someone who was very ill, and it's like a conversation with the Creator. That the Dat Mikra goes through, as does the Malbim, and discusses how by going through this Mizmor, you can bring up certain existential questions that were grappled with for many, many generations. One pasuk that I would like to spotlight is Lamdini la'asot ritzonecha ki ata Elohei ruchecha tova tchinati be'eret mishor. This is Pasuk Yod, Pasuk 10, and it says, teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Let your gracious spirit lead me on level ground. This Pasuk seems sort of out of place, that all the other requests have been for physical salvation by God of the Mishorer. However, this pasuk seems to be talking about some sort of spiritual salvation. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. The Radak comments here and says, Lamdini, Bikesh al teshuat haguf, v'bikesh gamkein al teshuat hanefesh. The Radak says that the Mishorer is asking for a salvation of his physical being and also a salvation of his nefesh, of his soul. V'amar sheyomiduhu v'yazruhu b'limud hachachma, kidei sheyada mahu raton hakelius barach v'yasuhu. The Mishorer recognizes that physical and spiritual salvation come hand in hand, that a true physical salvation is not possible if we do not know what God wants from us, that we must be spiritually in line with what God wants from us in order to ideally reach out to God in the proper way and have God return with his salvation. Again, to recap, this is a very dark Mizmor, one that illustrates a very scary, terrible situation in the beginning of the Mizmor. And in the end of the Mizmor, the Mishorer's plea to be freed and saved from this situation. However, as we saw comments throughout the Mizmor, there's a very close connection between the physical and the spiritual salvation. That calling out to Hashem is least throughout the Mizmor, not simply in the second half of the Mizmor. It is impossible to compartmentalize the situation that is happening from Hashem's involvement in it. Thank you for learning today together, Le'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.